I think we'll do best if you turn to page 153. Gelus, good for the Jews or not? Look at the Gemara in Yeromis. Raw. My Dixiv, have I underlined for you? Yeah. My Dixiv, Raw Yeruah, Kior Abzor. Ro acharo tovo lemekable geirim ule arve shel tzion uteke asmo lidvar halocha. Rashi explains them all. What the impression you get from here? Good to accept geirim or not? Ro acharo. Look at Tosfos. I'm sorry, look at the next piece of line Gemara. Omer Rav Chelbo, Koshim Gerim Li Yisroh Kisapachas Ba'or. A clear negative view of Gerus. And pick up the Rashi. Koshim Gerim Shein bikiyim b'dikduki mitzvos v'lomdim yischor mimaseyem. I'm afraid that they will influence us. What evaluation you make to that, but negative certainly. Comes Tosfos and asks the obvious kashas from the Gemara. Ro acharo, omari, right? Dainu, shemeshin also liskaya. O shemekam also meyad. Avo lemheim mishamtsin liskaya. Yeshtonu lekablam, shemeshinu, shenenshu avrom v'yitzuk v'yakov, shlokiblu letimno. And she came to be Mizgayer, not Mizgayer, there was no Gerus then, she came to join Mishpechas Avraham, they wouldn't accept her, right? V'hocha v'oysa pelegesh l'elifaz, right? And for him came Amalek. V'gam Yoshua kibel rochov hazono, and Rus ha-mavir, Tosfos and adds another factor to the concern, and with improper motivation. One issue is, will they forget the past? That's what Rashi is concerned with. They'll come teach us bad things. As someone in my shul said, we're learning chul in Shabbos afternoon in shul also there, and I mentioned that Dovah Mos, like a lobster, He came over to me and said, after Shir, he says, don't say that lobster the Dover Morse. To this day, when I pass a lobster restaurant, I still remember the taste. Yeah. That's what we're afraid. We're afraid of their past, right? Taisa says, but you see, we're not afraid of the past. Rochav Azono, right? Vusam Ovio. And look at the motivation, also improper. Shagir Hillel also Omar Gerene Amnash Tsimini Koy Godol. Or Amanash Damdeni Torah Aregalachas. Who wants to say Pshat? What does that Gumara mean? Shalamdeni Torah Aregalachas. Any idea? Some a letz, a wise guy. I mean, Shammai threw him out. Okay, just a quick one. It's my pshat, but I think it's right. The turtle stands on two legs. Odom lachaveiro b'ron lamokom. Is that an interest in b'ron lamokom? I see the Jews live well with each other. Teach me b'odom lachaveiro. That's what the Gemara says. I'll teach you b'odom lachaveiro, no problem. V'idach perushahu zil gmor. But you should know that Odom Lamoko is a Perush of Benom Lachavero. The goal is Benom Lachavero. But we know already that without Benom Lamoko there won't be any more Lachavero either. But nevertheless, Hillel willing to accept him. That opens up the whole discussion, right? One, motivation for Geirus, and then two, what Rashi is concerned with, how much and how careful do you have to be that they should not introduce into Am Yisrael some weakness, some chaloshes in our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right now, before the rest of the class came in, I mentioned that I think that to be the single most significant religious issue facing Am Yisrael today. Namely, the fight over Kabbalah's Gerim with reduced requirement for Kabbalah's whole mitzvahs. I prepared those who didn't pick it up. You want to pass it out? Just for next. This is, they say this from a famous Rishon known as Arut Sheva. But it pretty well sums up what Eretz Yisrael is facing. And in America, the issue is usually motivation, as we'll talk about in a minute. I'm not in love with Rabbeinu Shalom, with his Torah. I'm in love with a girl, so I want to get married. Yeah. Fine. As we'll see in a minute, Gemara says, okay, the Eved will accept that also. All right. What is his answer? And this is what opens up the Shaila. Maybe I say we'll discuss it in full in Yitzchak next week. Yodea hoye Hillel shesofam lios gerim gemurim. So suddenly you have personal evaluation. The halacha says don't accept them, but there's an exemption in the halacha. If you think that you can succeed, we give you some leeway. That becomes of the big taina of Bizman Hazeh. I may not succeed with them, I may succeed with their children, with their grandchildren, with their great-grandchildren. If I make them Jews, at least they will not intermarry and make a bunch of goyim into Jews who are not Jews, so on. I say this is an issue that once was limited in numbers, 2, 3, 4 a year, but no big deal. See, the tshuvas of my shvels itself, fine. You get such a child. But when you present me with 300,000 geirim, there you, Rashi's concern is more significant.
ahead and adulterate our people.
Okay. Now, if I could, can you please turn to, beside you going on page 167-8. Also, we'll try to, I urge you to please do a little homework on this handout. It's some very, very crucial things in here. Like Gemoras and Rambam and Yerodeya, etc. But look at 167. Comes along the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kabbalah's Gerim. Pick up where Rav Stein made the arrow on page 167. Behag Rambam v'anim shocham acheim l'uvat shemonu asei l'vavter l'recha kamocha. That's a general assay, right? In addition to that, monu gamkein assay v'ahavta masaker. It doesn't take too much seichel to figure out that if you don't accept gerim, you can't become the mitzvah of ahavta masaker. So the Rambam says clearly, it's a mitzvah d'araisa. It changes the whole orientation to gerus. In America, we grew up with geirus as a tragedy. A fellow who went to college fell in love with a girl, or a girl went to college fell in love with a boy, we got to work something out. The sugi, it was the chuvus of Muhammad Lahoel especially, and some chuvus of the eagles. Yeah. But in Eretz Yisrael, that's not the issue. Right? The issue is, should I now make an effort to reach out and make Gerim? We never had that. Gerim come to us, right? So we dot mimarachi. That's what Tosfos says. Timno shouldn't have been pushed away. But she came and initiated the discussion. The question is, should we go out proselytizing now? And that's what has to be done. And that's just all. Yeah. We never had that. We'll get Mishem Sugi will discuss of Ger Koton, right. Yeah, presents that problem. Right. And Ger Koton, he didn't come to ask you anything. How do we reach out and accept the Ger Koton? It can only be by my initiative, because the Ger Koton has no das, can make it kinyonim, etc., etc. So I don't know if you had that underlined too. Ella, in that line, the Rav Sadia Gaon doesn't list two, lists only one. Not after Recha Kamocha, and then after Mesager as two mitzvahs. He has only one mitzvah. So if you turn the page, let me make sure I have you. I follow with your thing. The only reason I use my old one is because I have underlined, easy for me to catch. Okay. So pick up on page 168, right, the last paragraph on in Tur Aleph, in column one. Ubemis, right? Timiheni al Rashbats, Mashal Yoda al Ezem, Mitzvah Nimsheches, Nismucho, Mitzvah's Kabbalah Gerim. Tash Bates says he doesn't know where to apply. He knows there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Gerim. Rambam lists it as a statement. He doesn't know where's the mocha for it.
There's no such pasuk in the Torah, v'kibalta mesager. The dati yeshloma of the pshitus. The das money amisus in smeches amisus avas Hashem. Unbelievable, beautiful insight. It says, you can't love God without wanting others to love Him too. Part of avas Hashem is shehei Hashem misahev al yotcha. So everybody learned shat misahev al yotcha, meaning you should behave in such a way that people, oh, look, this man is devoted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, no, manoah masov, look how nice he is, etc., etc. And a new twist to it. That if I love someone, I want everyone else to love him too. If it's a mitzvah to love God, then it's a mitzvah to make others love him too. That's the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Gehlem. But it means that Kabbalah's Gehlem, meaning go out and reach for them. Not to receive them when they come to you. That's to initiate, proselytize again. We always like to boast against the Goyim, we don't proselytize. They come to us, okay, we'll discuss it. It's not Pirush, not. Right? Look at Loshon. V'ahavt es Hashem alokecho, ahaveyu al kol habrius ka'avram avicho. Abraham was proselytizing. He didn't wait for them to come to him. Watch this next line. I'll give you a little better shot here. Because of Kemosh Avram. Mipnei Shehoya Ohev. How do you know that God, that Abram was an Ohev Hashem? Shehei Lakosov Abram Ohavi. The only one that Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to of all the Ovos. He doesn't refer to Moshe Rabbeinu, not Aaron HaKohen, but Avraham Ohavi. Recognize the Abram as his lover. My father Zatzal said, why was Avram Oavi? I mean, Moshe did a pretty good job, right? Serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech served Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why only Avraham? He says, Avraham could have devoted time, use my father's lashon, to become a gadol b'Torah. He has what to do. He's working on the whole relationship of man, the whole man-God relationship. And you think he could run around there, that Avo Megayres Hanoshim and Yisrael Megayres Hanoshim, run around without devoting time from his own life? His Avram had to give up becoming greater in his own man-God relationship, so as to share with others. It's that kind of sacrifice earned for Abraham the title Oavi. That one more line, he says, however, Rupsadjigohan did not list this as a mitzvah, but independent. Shemon Naklala save Abbas Hashem. He looked upon Abbas Hashem as a kind of Hechsher mitzvah. It didn't deserve to be listed in the Tayag mitzvahs as a unit. It was rather an all pervasive mitzvah. And whenever a mitzvah has such ramifications, Rav Sadia Gaon did not do it. Excuse me, a minute. I should have shut it off. Yeah, oh, it's okay. It's my youngest son. If he has nothing better to do, stop earning some money. He can listen to the shiur. Ellie, after shiur, I'll call you. Shut this off. son Eli had the schus of having a Baron Kotler, the Malkiel Kotler Shlita in his home this past Shabbos. They were among the rich people in Lawrence. Previous week was that they were Muncie, Lakewood is now trying to spread its influence that way.
Look at the Rambam at page 165. Rambam.
Okay. Just to finish this okay, the Rambam and Tezvov. That's a direct quote from the Gemara Yevamos that we just, at the same moment, has it. You have it? Page 165, Tezvov. You see, the motivation was a key once. And here, again, is critical halacha l'maisa today. A Ger Tzedek who comes in, I don't remember, certainly, most likely involved in all Shaila's Geirus that my Shrel had, and had more Shaila's than anybody else. I don't remember people coming in because they fell in love with Kaddish Baruch Hu. They fell in love with the Torah. I know only one case, a family in Sweden. I told this case, unbelievable. Someplace way out in Sweden, way out, living alone, like the closest neighbor was 100 miles away. A family of five children, they watch internet. On the internet, they learned of things, people about Judaism, Shmudaism, someone talking about it. And it was Makarev them. They ended up coming to me in Muncie. There, they'd like to learn a little bit more. They went to Eretz Yisrael, put their boys in the yeshiva, all goyim, right, to see whether it's something that they could live with. They were all Magaya together, right? And the test of real Gagos is, now, they won't eat in my house. Oh, Fum, Tamidei Chachamim, etc. But that's such a rarity. Most people come for a motivation that's not exactly Shem Hashem. The Pitoch lo kiblu bezin gerim kol yemei David Shlomo. The May David, Shema Mena Pachat Chosel, who faded David HaMelech, great king, warrior, we made Shlomo because of his economic success, right? Bishvil Amalchus Vatov Al Dolo Shobo Yisrael, Shekala Choser Mena Akum Bishvil Dobo Mehebli Olam, Enu Mi Geiri HaTzedek. Doesn't say Enu Mi, Enu Geir. It's a low-level ger, but a ger he is. V'alpa v'kein, ho yu gerim harbe mezgayrim b'meidavim shom b'fnei hejotos. What does that mean? You see, there was anarchy at the time of David and Shlomo too. The formal botidinim that had the imprimatur of the malchus, they followed the rules, they would accept gerim with improper motivation, and they assumed every ger who comes at that time was motivated by the olam hazeh consequence of their action, not by olam habo. But there was botidinim, as we see, without a bezin you can't have a ger. There were botidinim who accepted these gerim, including the Bezdin that was Megaya, the wives of Shlomo. But he gives a defense to Shlomo. Right? Look at him. Did not me gave a tzedek. Apa pikein, ho you gave him halbe mizgayim edobr Shlomo, with me hejotos. for the informal Bote Dinim who had authority nevertheless. They were Bote Dinim. Three Jews get together and they are Tamid Chachomim. It's a Koshra Bezdin. Voyu Bezdin HaGodol Choshir Lehem. And here we have an interesting thing. This impacts on the whole Shaila today. Bezdin was Choshir Lehem, what does it mean? Lo Dochen Oson Achashat Tovlu. Right? Vlo Mekalvan Oson Achetira Acharehem. Achetira Achrisom. Sorry. But what does that mean? How long after do you means post Gerus, those investigations, are you behaving like a Jew? You see the shyness? Yeah. I mean, what do you do with a Ger who's Megaya, right? And on the way home from the Gerus Besdin with his girlfriend, right, who happens to be Jewish, they celebrate by going into the Lach Torosra. So see the Gemara Mchoros and Avchof, that if a ger refuses to accept one mitzvah the Rabbonon, the gerus is invalid. What's the game that everybody's playing today? It's only if they formally reject a mitzvah. They say, I'll accept 360 and 612 mitzvahs, not the 13. Oh, that's a chutzpahnik, we don't take it. But if he goes ahead and he violates 612, he's still okay. Have to work something out, it has to make sense. Look at the next one. So that's the question. But Rambam says clearly that if there was a motivation other than pure Avas Hashem, then Bezdin has a responsibility to follow up, see what's happening. And the assumption being, and if they see that they're not behaving properly, you mevatel the gelus. Now the big attack is, oh, how did the Rabbonon, all the Gedolei Yisrael who are protesting the army that I distributed from that the army gelus now. I mean, I say we'll talk about it in detail next week, but I mean, you realize the dilemma. A fellow comes from Russia, he joins the army, right? He's killed, right, in the Melchemes Hashem, and we won't bury him in our cemetery, because we don't bury Goyim and Jews in the same cemetery. The pressure to offer them entry into the Jewish nation as well as entry into the army is tremendous. But you're okay, Hadin as a whole. It can't be, it can't be. Ulefi Shegir Shlomo Noshim Vinoson, Bechain Shimshon. Shimshon was our shofet. There was no greater Talmud Chochom than Shimshon. And according to Moshitis, no greater tzaddik than Shimshon. Yet he married a shiksa. He was a guy, oh, surely, not good marriage, a shiksa, right? But surely, gear of an osa. But dova yodua shalchozo ele bishul dova. Below up he bezni girum, right? Therefore, choshvan akosev kilehim akum, ubi suran omdi. The pasuk never backed off, I'm referring to Delilah as someone from another nation. She never became a Beis Yaakov girl. Right? They were continuing, the Neshe Shlomo continued to do Avodah Zarah. The Ubonon and Bomos, the Lovakoski, the Ubonon, and the Posseg insults Shlomo HaMelech, right? That it was Yosel Milvovo, that just by not opposing them so strongly. Why didn't he oppose his wives? He was afraid of Paro. He didn't want to start up. The whole reason he married them was for military reasons, to establish the family bonds, like France and Germany have a lot of shidduchim, right? So there should be a period of 10 years in between killing each other. And look at the next one. No one wants to quote this Rambam. Ger shalobot koachov. The Rambam didn't just slip in a few words, shetira achisom. Go check up what's going to be with him. He says, and if they didn't, ger shalobot rachov, or shalodiyo amissos onshon, umo v'tov of regimul hediotos, harei ze ger. Right? That's what the Gemara. We'll put it up in a minute. Okay. Vachilu, and there's the last line. Vachilu choza avoydezora hareyu ki yisrael mumo shekidush of kidushin. U mitzvah lahazer avidoso meyacha shetova venasa ki yisrael. Ulefikach kimu shimshin ushlomo nishoseim afa pishe niklas hodan. What should he do? What should Shlomo have done with his wives? Kick them out. Then what is it going to be? He'll give them a heter to go do Avodah Zorah. Maybe they do Avodah Zorah at night when he doesn't see. But he should be a sort of a Messiah de over Averen. Difficult to understand, right? This justification for Shlomo HaMelech keeping his Avodah Zorah wives. Mipnei zeh. You're stuck with them. Say Olamad, Ma'iru b'midbo b'masa egel kibosataivo, right? The Rein Rova Nisyonos HaSafsuf Hoya Bahen Tchila. Based upon the Midrashim, that it was the HaSafsuf that started the breakaway from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That led to the Egel and so on and so forth. Even though, look at the Medrash Rava, it says there, V'lom Shoma Moshe Mikotza Ruach Me'avod HaKosher, the Medrash says, She'kosher Lahem La'azov Avod HaZorah. 210 years of their religion. Yeah, people who have little hope, they're avodim, they're being worked hard, take away their religion also. Leave them without any hope. You hope, touches some kind of celestial hope. Okay, now here we have. Yeah. Pick up what do we have here? Okay. 157. Gemara in Chisus, make an observation that what is he? 157. What Gemara gives you, what is the Maisa Gelus? Lo nichtesu lebris ella b'mila utvila b'artzaz dam. Am Yisrael became Am Yisrael. They were all goyim. They left Mitzrayim for Kabbalah Satorah. How did they suddenly become Jews? Milo, Tvila, and Korban. How saw is that? Every ger meir yibona beis hamikdash. Mashiach comes and we have a beis hamikdash. All these gerim still owe a korban. It's not ma'akiv the gerus, but they are mechusri kapora. They are required to give a korban yet. What happened to Kabbalah's old mitzvos? No mention. Clear. Lo nichtesu ella, what do they need? Mila, tvila, and korban. What about kvaros or mitzvos? That's important to keep in mind. I mean, that's such a nonsense requirement. What the heck are you coming for? What, you coming to eat your filthy fish? That's an assumption. The fact that a fellow knocks on your door and says, I want to be a Jew. What does it mean, want to be a Jew? I want to do all the mitzvahs. Therefore, it's a preemptive assumption. All Gaos begins with Kabbalah's whole mitzvahs. Only what then? We have to formalize it. We'll have a bezdin, etc., etc. But as far as motivation goes, that's the motivation for going to the mikveh. Now pick up the other day at 138. Here's Yehudei Halacha Lamas Ger Shenichnas Kal Yisrael, right? Chayev Mila Tchila. The Mol Kshoy Goy can do Mila again. In the top of Zambris, not everybody agrees. The Gemara has Machlokas. All the Halacha, all the poskim agree. Shaila whether he someone who was Nolad Mohu when he's at top of Zambris. But a goy, pretty much everybody agrees that the toughest on bris. Right. Shebol is Gaia, base. You ask for motivation. Right. But they ask it in their way. What are you, crazy? Used to be a little story that summed up this halacha of a yeshiva bocher sitting on the subway, standing on the subway, as a big black man reading, or was then, right, the forwards, the tug, a Yiddish paper, right, and this yeshiva bocher looking at this guy's big black man reading, there, he can't resist, so he leans over, he says, excuse me, are you Jewish? So the black man answered, oh, no, das fehlt mir. English translation, that's all I need. I'm bad enough, I'm a black man, not black man and Jewish. So they say to him, Mr. Shugi, you want to be a Jew? What do you want to be a Jew for? Right. Remember, the man has there, in the chupin, mechupin, right, muturofim, yisur, bom naleim, im omar, ani yodea, the Aini Kedai Lishabirmem Mekabram Osul Miyad. And we skipped that piece of Gemara, and Gemara says, Shiyui Lo Mashinon. Don't crutch around. Why? Because a mitzvah bizmano. Then you don't play around with it. He gave the right answer. Right answer is, I know what's happening to them, I'm not worthy to join them. I know I'm not worthy, but I'd like to. Okay. Then you mix this molecules of chavurah with people, you have to do a little bit yourself, right? And then comes the critical point. Page 142. Look at page 142. Okay, Halacha Yud. The Sif Yud. You don't have the text. You should know by heart by now. Goy or Goye Shebo Boma Nizgayachti Befnei Bezen Shaploni Karoyu. Ain't on them. One guy says, I went to a gave us passes, right? I did it in Eretz Yisrael. Now, as they say, the Gabbai goes over to him and asks him who he is, a guest in the shul, asks him, are you Kohen or Levi? The answer, no. Shlishi Shishi. Mind you, I have no way of knowing except, and it's not Pesha Osa Pesha Hiti. I know he was a Goy. A fellow comes whom I assume to be Jewish. He says, you know, I'm not Jewish. They think I'm a Baal Tshuva, I'm really a Ger. But Gerim don't do so well in our society. So I call myself a Baal Tshuva. It's not a lie. I'm a Baal Tshuva. So what then? Vim Re'inu Norgim Bedaki Yisrael. Yosin Kol HaMissos, Hare Elu Becheskas Geiret Tzedek, Afa Pi Shein Eidim, Shema Eidim Bifnei Minus Geiru. Okay, you with us? Now comes the next one. The Afa Pi Kain, in Bol, Isare, Bi Yisroel, Ema Sino, So Achivi Eidim. People don't understand Pshat. Geirus is a two-stage process. Once, stage one is you accept Kedushas Yisroel. Stage two is you accept Kedushas Kahal Yisroel. Kahal Yisroel has a special level of Kedusha. That's what he's telling you. A fellow comes ahead and says, I'm a Geir. I will use now normal evidentiary proof. He's a Geir. The fellow, I drink Chol of Sam, he drinks Chol of Yisroel. Right, he goes to the Ashkoma Minyan, I go to a regular Minyan. The guy's not crazy, perfectly normal, healthy fellow. I assume it's true. So I go Bosa Chazoke. That behavior gives him a Cheskas Ger Tzedek. But a Jew doesn't mean someone who can marry a Jew. He wants to marry a girl and become part of Kahal Yisroel. He needs a second level of Kedusha. That can be attained only with Edus. I need two witnesses, or three for a Beis Din, who will testify that he became a Jew. This is lost. People miss this critical. That's the Rav Zatzal used to emphasize this always. Remember, there's a second level of Kedusha Yisroel called Kedushas Kahal Yisroel. Afa Pi Kein, I treat him as a Geir Tzedek. I'll give him Shlishi, right? In Bol, Nisare, Bi Yisroel, Ein Masiyin Oso, Atche Yeviu Eidim, or Atche Yitmu B'Funenu, Hol V'Huzuku Goyim. But if a fellow is assumed to be Jewish, and one day he tells a story, you know, I was once not Jewish, and I went to a Geirus in Eretz Yisroel, and he's been behaving like a Jew, Shema Torah Mitzvahs, then I believe him. Why? Pesha also, Pesha Hita, and no reason to assume he's not Jewish. He himself said he's not Jew. He was not Jewish. Therefore, he has nemonas. Either you believe him the first time, right? Then you must believe him the second time. So when he says, I nisgayati, he has nemonas also. Okay, we have not too much time left. I want to introduce something which is not often talked about. In my own mind, it should be talked about with the same time that we talk about what do you do about these people who are wandering around in our land in Eretz Yisrael, and they are now diluting our people. Their girls and boys go to the same school as the Jewish boys and girls. And they're going to intermarry. Right? The children will be goyim. Therefore, as we'll discuss next week or the week after, the major thrust to solve the problem has to do with Ger Kotan, to be Megaya, the little ones. Why? Because you don't need Kabbalahs or Mitzvahs. That's a technical Jew. Yeah. And they're real Jews. But here, same time we discuss that, I'd like to discuss also, can you lose your citizenship? You all know Yisrael Afri Shechoto Yisrael Hu. I don't think that's true at all circumstances. The test is what Rambam just said, Choshen L'Kedushim. Right, that's, he became a ger, and immediately thereafter, or soon thereafter, began to behave like a goy, and he's Mekadesh and Isha, she needs a get from him. There are plenty of agunis walking around, not because Bezdin is giving him a hard time, because the husband, who was from Russia, decided to drop it all. It wasn't nothing to do with him. You're pleading with him, so please give a get. But they were Jews for 2-3 years. Does that apply also to the fellow who celebrated his galas by going to a lobster restaurant? Those are the big shilas today. This kind of stuff don't want to talk about. Look here. Now I'm posing the question, can someone lose his Jewishness? Can he lose his Kedushas Yisrael? How can you think such a thing? Moses says, Afri Chachote Yisrael. Rabban just told you, he was a Jew. Okay. Take a look at Mishnayos Nida on page 146. How many people are familiar, but it has to do with the halacha of the tumah of a kesem. The godim may have a kesem on it, a stain. If it's a stain that came b'zman nidoso when she was a nido, the beggar is tumah, a tumah there. Has an abba tumah on it, metame odom bekelim, and so on. It's kolak somam soam b'chol makom, right? Tohorin. Why? Because a Jew doesn't leave a kesem lying around. If there's a kesem lying around, it's most likely from a chicken that she shechted, or a chicken that she handled. So it's okay. But the kusim, right? But the kusim, right? Not so. But look what I have underlined for you there. Look at the Tosfos Yom Tov first. Afagav del el pirish de geri emesein. And the kusim were geri emes. The whole tumult, they are the ones, by the way, that halacha of kusim is the key basis for posing the question even, could it be that someone who soon after gerus began to behave like a goy again, is there any shaila about his gerus? Of course there's shaila about his gerus. The trouble is, we have the whole sugi of kusim. Now, how does take a look at the sugi in kusim? There, it's got it's in chulin also, and a little tosis of chulin sums it up very nicely. It says what? The gerei aroyos, wrong motivation. So we pass from gerei aroyos, wrong motivation. Motivation doesn't count. It counts, but b'di'evid, bad motivation. They did it out of pachad. Like the Rambam says, be made Dovid HaMelech, right? But they gave him the yar. Right, so what's the problem? Oh, the Torah says to say, but they checked up on them, right? And found out by the Zohar the Getch killer was in the dining room. Right? Yeah. So it's what happened? What? Either because they converted to Avodah Zohar, but if they converted to Avodah Zohar, so what? Yisroel b'shachot ayo. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov says. Afa gav del el to get emes hein. Afa gav. So what did they would do over the Avodah Zorah later? Those who hold that kusim were not geri emes, hold they would never without the Avodah Zorah. Even this, from the very beginning, they kept Avodah Zarah going. They made added another god to the list. They had a few gods that from before. They had a new god. Aval heim amu the kesem l'tamu heim amu the mekusim shel kachshav lo matamu. What does that mean? You talk about din d'oraisa. It's true that the godim is a din d'oraisa. Tumas ohel. If they were Jew, they're matam of Boel. If they're a goy, they're not matam of Yoel. What's the lotion? Heimamu veheimamu. What does it mean? Once we consider them Jews, heimamu. And then, no explanation. They found out that they were mistaken, that they never were. Doesn't say that. We decided to give up on them. Heimamu no more. Akan. Okay, how do you know that? Look at the Rav, right? Also, that's underlined there. Vanishka haloche the bezman hazeh, right? Gozru al kusim lios kenochim bechol devrayim, because kismeim tohorim, right? Ki kismei hanochim. What does that mean? Rabbanu, what goes? What's got to do with? How can Rabbanu goes on such a thing? The Rabbanan drummed them out of the army. Okay. Want to see that this is really so? Look at the page 217. Before that, look at the Meiri, page 158. Now, here you have these Achonim talking. What? You have Azishel talking. Right? What did he say? I'll pick up the top of the page. Page 158, the first column, second paragraph. Mikan hayuksas rabosai chochin loma shekol mishumet bezman hazeh goy gomohu vein chosh lekedushov. The source for that statement is Maram Rutenberg. Major final arbeiter in Halacha. That line alone, right? You drum out of our army the whole reform movement. Inyan chalitza shekol shenofla yevom alifnei yovam mishumen sheitzricha chalitza, right? Dikvar hoye mishumen b'shor shenisas on his katzur leichov ein tzricha chalitza. Came a mishumen later, okay. If you're mishumen before, then her husband never had a Jewish brother. Unbelievable. Okay. Let's do it. Really running out of time. Add to this now, an Achon also recognized Baruch Hashem as a posik, the Chasam Sofer. Look, Chasam Sofer, page 217. To say there that tefillin shekosvon apikolos yisrufu, that the tefillin have no kedusha, it was written by an apikolos. A piece of parchment gets kedusha because I take my kedusha and share it with a piece of parchment. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave all kedusha over Tam Yisrael. Mikadesh Yisrael even the Hazmanim, even gave the calendar to us. A Beis HaMikdash becomes Kodosh because I took a pot I could have used for Cholent, and I said, Kodesh Hashem, it now has my Kedusha on the pot. When a Goy comes, he comes hat in hand to say, please share your Kedusha with me. He says, therefore, he cannot share his Kedusha with a piece of pot, but he has no Kedusha. Well, he has no Kedusha, he's a Jew. So he became an Apikoyle, so. You know how many Sifra Torah were written by Apikorsen? Ashrael Zatzal would often have a Shaila, often, meaning like 2-3 times a year. They brought a new Sefer Torah, and someone comes in and says, that Sefer Torah was from my town. I know who wrote it. He was a Meshuman. They wrote Sefer Torah because they knew how to write Sefer Torah before they became communists. So, now, pick up the Chasam Sofer on the right side. V'nira lefi ayni yazayti. Sheyesh bechlal Yisrael lohotzi hamodim bechlal u'ma. V'yachzu lios, right, goyim gemurim, right? Af lohokel. What does lohokel mean? She kedushov ain't a kedushin. V'zech ledovar. Rov ayat goyim, right? What does it mean? Hoyshalem zayin mitzvos. Afagav delav raya gemuri mekomo nirli. Neim nimnu begombu lo tziyim mebris yisroel legambri. You say, the Chasam Sofer didn't write this because he was angry at anybody. Basically, he based it upon the Meiri and the Mishnayos. There. If when the Rabbonim decided, hey nimnu, right, hey nimnu, don't have that authority. Not unless they do have the authority. That just as they can take a goy and give him kedusha, they can declare a Jew has lost his kedusha. Okay, I think we'll stop here. So, Bishem, main two big topics that we have to handle, plus other little things, is Ger Koton and Kabbalah's Mitzvos. What Kabbalah's Mitzvos means. Okay. Someone wants to dive a minute, please. I'm sorry? Not actually a chiyuv, but I want to. A brother is in a chiyuv, but for someone here with a chiyuv alav em. Okay. See that they were taping this. I don't know if we want to let everything out into the public. Shiva can lose half the contributors.
No.